Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here again, back with another podcast episode. And today, I want to talk to you guys about one of the biggest sources of unhappiness. One of the biggest sources that gives people great unhappiness with themselves. What am I referring to? I am referring to comparison. When we compare ourselves to somebody else, whether it's something that they have, something that they've been through, somebody that they have, right? And we look at ourselves and say, well, we don't have that thing, we don't have that person, we don't have that money, that fame, that fashion, those clothes, that nice house, that nice car. When we compare ourselves to other people in that fashion, it can cause us a lot of unhappiness. And what I want to take the time to do today is to make this podcast episode for all of my wonderful listeners out there to remind you all to sort of watch yourself if you find yourself comparing yourself to other people often, or if you know somebody you love, somebody you care for, whether it's your parent, your child, your friend, your coworker, somebody that you care about, and you see them falling into this trap. Hopefully I can provide some value that you could possibly impart to them. So comparison, really, there's this quote. Let me lead into this first of all. There's this quote, you've probably heard it by now. It's that the only person that you can compare yourself to is yourself. The way that you measure progress is comparing who you were yesterday to who you are today. And in doing that, that is really the only sort of accurate comparison that you can make. Am I doing something today that I wasn't doing yesterday that is now propelling me towards a future that I want? And if so, that is an accurate comparison. It shows that you are making progress. However, when you compare yourself to somebody else, that is an inaccurate comparison. Let me tell you why. And I've talked about this time and time again, this trap of comparison, but it's something that I'm bringing up again because I think it's really important so that people don't fall into this trap of unnecessary stress. And it also, if you apply it correctly to yourself, it could help you build your own confidence, right? So let me take a couple steps back. When you compare yourself to somebody else, you have not lived that person's life. This is why this is an inaccurate activity. When you compare yourself to anybody other than yourself, you only look at one aspect of their life, right? If you look at your bank account and you look at somebody else's bank account, well, you can't really, because they're probably not going to show you that information, but you can see that they are clearly rich, right? Let's say they drive a really nice car, they live in a really nice house, you know that they make a lot of money, maybe they've starred in a lot of movies, maybe they've written best-selling books, right? And so you know they have a lot of money. And you look at your bank account, and you feel a little upset. You wish that you were them, you compare yourself to them financially, and you feel a little disappointed. You feel perhaps even a little insecure that you don't have the money that they have. Or maybe you don't have their good looks, maybe you don't have their fame, maybe you don't have this beautiful, let's say they have a beautiful spouse, and you look at yourself, you're single, you're lonely. And you can see how in doing this, it constantly builds this feedback loop of you becoming more and more upset and stressed out about what you don't have and what somebody else has. And again, this is an inaccurate comparison because you have not lived their life. They have walked a path on this planet that is completely different from yours. They've grown up in an entirely different family. They have grown up with different people surrounding them. They have had different jobs, different opportunities. They've come across different, you know, places, things. They've maybe worked harder or less hard than you. You don't know their story. If you walked precisely the same path that they did, you would be them. No two human beings on this planet, past, present, or future, will ever walk the same life. Not even twins. Yes, they might have similar origins, but eventually even twins branch out and live their own lives that take them down different paths. And so when you compare yourself to somebody else, and you feel jealous or stressed out because they have something that you don't. Understand that this is because you have walked different paths in life. And that's nothing to be ashamed of either. On the contrary, I think it's something to be proud of. You are your own book. If we take the entire human history, each human being is one book and a library of infinite size. And no two human beings have the same book. We are all our own book. Nobody can tell the story of your life better than you can. Nobody knows the story of your life better than you do. You have lived your own adventure, and nobody can plagiarize that. You are your own human being. You have your own history. And sure, you might look at yourself and say, hey, Lucas, well, my past chapters of my life have been awful, right? I've grown up with terrible parents. I had this crappy school social life. I got picked on. I got bullied. You know, I grew up in a poor family. You know, you might say all these things, right? You might have reasons as to why your story isn't exactly something to be proud of. And maybe now you look back on it and you're like, yeah, my book so far has been pretty crappy. And if you feel like that, I can completely understand and I can relate to you. I feel like the first several chapters of my life, in fact, most of my life, I feel like has been a bit of a not so proud storytelling. Like my childhood and teenage years weren't something to exactly be proud of or to look back on fondly. So I can relate to you if you feel like that. But that is your story to tell. And I use this analogy a lot. We don't get to choose what cards were dealt at a poker table, right? Or for any card game, if you've played a card game, or even if you haven't, you would understand this. When somebody deals you cards, you don't get to pick and choose which cards out of the deck you get. You get what is given to you, and you don't have a choice. That's the same way that life works with all of us, human beings, individuals, is wherever we're born into, whatever past life we've lived, you know, that comes from a hand that we've been dealt, and we have had no choice over what we were given. We didn't choose what parents we were born into. We didn't choose our financial background. We didn't choose exactly what schools we went to. We didn't choose what kind of parents' characteristics that they had. We didn't choose the kind of classmates that we would get. But the difference that this makes is how we choose to play our hand. You don't get to choose which cards you're dealt, but what you do get to choose is how you play your hand. And the way that we all choose to play our hand manifests in an infinite number of branches of different timelines and paths that we end up walking. Okay? And so your path is unique to you. And you cannot get caught up in comparing yourself to somebody else because they chose a completely different path than you did. And let's say, in this case, you're talking about maybe you envy a sibling. Maybe you have an older sibling who has more money than you. They seem more successful than you. Your parents might even be a little more favoritism. They have a little more favoritism towards your sibling. Maybe you feel like your sibling is the one your parents are more proud of rather than you. You feel like you don't get enough attention. You feel like you lack a lot compared to your sibling. Again, back to my twin example. You might have had similar origin points, but the way they played their hand is different than how you played yours. Some people make a lot of mistakes, maybe more than others, but we all make our own mistakes. And what's important is that we learn from them. And by learning from your mistakes, that's how you advance closer to where you want to be. And that's, like I said, you gotta compare yourself to the person you were yesterday. Don't get so caught up in comparing yourself to other people. Let me give you a prime example of something that finally clicked in my head recently. You can go back and listen to the episode that I posted recently called The Mindset Epiphany. It's got a couple stars in the title. And this is something that finally clicked with me. It took too long for me to finally understand this. But now that I've understood it and come to understand it, my mindset, the whole game has changed. and it's that we have much more responsibility than we know. And what I was specifically talking about in the mindset epiphany is my dating life. Something probably pretty well known by now by my audience is that so far I've never had a girlfriend. Okay. And for a long, long time, I would feel sort of resentful. Again, this is me comparing myself to other people. And this is what led to great stress, is I looked at myself and I looked at other people who had girlfriends, who had boyfriends. And I thought to myself, why don't I have somebody? Right? I looked at myself and I said, I was nice and loyal and kind and respectful and generous and trustworthy, dependable. And I looked at other people and I said, what do they have over me that allows them to find a partner or find love? And the truth is, I might not know what exactly they did, but they did do something. And I looked at myself and I realized I hadn't done as much as I could have. And because I didn't, I didn't really have a right to complain. Yes, I think there is some element of luck in life, but what increases your chances of success is when you actually take action and when you learn from your mistakes. And those things I didn't do so well in my dating life. Which is why I've been single for 22 years. I didn't take the actions that I could have. I was scared, I was afraid, and I finally learned to admit that and realize that. And another thing too is, again, to tie this in with relevancy to the episode, I got caught up in the trap of comparing myself to other people. And what that does also is it takes my focus away from what I could be doing to ensure or increase the chances of my own success today. When you get caught up in comparing yourself to other people, you end up taking that same time and energy away from improving yourself and taking responsibility and holding yourself accountable to the circumstances that you're in today. Again, we don't get to choose what cards we're dealt, but we do get to choose how we play our hand. And we need to realize that that is in our control. We can choose how we play our cards. We have to hold ourselves accountable. If something goes wrong in our lives, and we have some part in that, we need to take responsibility for it and find a way to change what we're doing to see to it that we get the success that we want. So you have to take a couple steps backward. Analyze yourself and really be honest with yourself. Look yourself in the mirror and ask, is there anything that I'm doing that I'm blaming the rest of the world on that I could partially be responsible for, but I'm not willing to admit, or I'm afraid to admit, or I don't know that I have to admit it yet. I don't know that it's a problem that I'm responsible for. Another thing you have to look at is, am I too caught up in comparing myself to other people? While I could instead be doing something or taking steps to get closer to where I want to be without having to spend or divide that focus and time and energy on comparing myself to other people. Okay? I know that was a really weird sort of run-on sentence, but you guys probably know what I'm trying to say right now, is we all walk our own lives. We all have our own paths, and only we have this specific story to tell. Nobody else does, past, present, or future. Nobody will ever have your book. Nobody's text will ever be the exact same as yours. So don't worry about how much money Bob has or how famous Joe is. Don't worry about that beautiful girlfriend that Daniel has, right? Don't worry about the cutest clothes that your friend Jessica is wearing. Focus on what you can do to get what you want. Because the more you focus on the things that other people have, the less time and attention you have to dedicate to improving yourself. Don't stress out unnecessarily. And I know that's easier said than done, right? the things, the values that I talk about, I'm not saying this is something you can just think about and just have some revolutionary change overnight. Maybe it works for you in one way. Maybe it clicks with you the moment you hear it. But I think for a lot of people, when they first take a look at some piece of content, it's not just going to click with them. This is something that you have to work with. Something that you have to commit to and be aware with, right? Because again, it took me a long time to realize the comparison trap that I was caught up in. It took a long time for me to realize that I was not holding myself accountable for the results that were happening in my dating life. But now that I realize that I have so much power over myself and what I do, the whole game has changed. Like, I've come to understand that I haven't been taking the chances that I could have, and now I'm going to. I'm not going to be afraid to take the chances, shoot my shots. I'm not going to be clingy or needy or desperate, and I know where that stems from, or I believe I know where that stems from. But by acknowledging that there is a problem, that's the first step you take towards solving it, which just so happens to be relevant to this. By acknowledging that you might have an issue with comparing yourself to other people, that's the first step to ensuring that perhaps in the future you won't compare yourself to other people. Because, as we mentioned in the beginning, this is just one slippery slope of unnecessary stress that people get caught up in. Now, this doesn't mean to be completely oblivious to people. I think that sometimes what really motivates people is when you look at something that you don't have and you see that somebody else has it, and that sort of fuels you. Like, I can understand that. Some people use this comparison as a way to motivate themselves to work harder. I just don't want people to get caught up in the trap of feeling, or, you know, just being overly jealous or envious or stressed out. Do it. Whatever you do, do it for you, right? If you're going to improve yourself, if you want to make more money, if you want to be, you know, famous or whatever, make sure you're doing it for your benefit, not because you're trying to get at somebody else or be like, to contain your jealousy, you know. Just don't have any like negative intentions with what it is that you do, is really how I think I want to express that statement. But yeah, just a couple things to think about. Hopefully this episode had some value for some of you out there listening to this. Also, one thing to keep in mind before I close off this episode, not really relevant to the topic, but I could possibly be getting a community text number, which would allow me and you listening to chat with each other in our text messages. Not in Instagram DMs, not Twitter DMs, not any other kind of social media DMs, but really just texting back and forth. I'm going to give you, if I get it, I will have a phone number that you can reach me at. And you can text me using your phone, and we could have conversations that way. Basically, I just pop up in your phone and you pop up in my phone, and we'll be able to have those conversations. And so I could possibly be getting a number. And if I do end up getting a number, I will make sure to update my closing message. You know, my closing message on this podcast that talks about my Linktree link. I will be updating that message to include the number. So please stay tuned for the end of my episodes to listen for a potential change in the message that would indicate that I have gotten a community text number that you can now reach me at. And there are benefits, of course, to texting me at said number. Right, you could ask me straight, one-on-one, direct line to me. You could ask me for advice. You can leave feedback. You can have any questions or concerns to just throw them at me. And you'll basically have a direct line to me. It's my way of being able to create stronger bonds between me and my community members. And again, as I've said time and time again, I do appreciate the people who actually listen to this podcast. And so this would be your opportunity to reach out to me and establish a closer connection with me, if you so choose. If you don't, no hard feelings. But anyway, with that said, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And hopefully, again, you found some value in this, maybe for yourself, maybe for somebody else. and I will see you all on the next episode. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.